Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father, through the Lord Jesus Christ, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 270, the four stanzas. Oh, make a joyful noise, ye lands, and serve the Lord with fear. With gladness wait his high commands, and with a song draw near. And what follows, Psalter 270, the four stanzas. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 45, the verses 16 through 28. And afterwards from the confession of faith, the first and the second articles. Genesis 45, beginning with verse 16. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye. Lay your beast and go, get you into the land of Canaan. And take your father and your households, and come unto me. And I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. And now thou art commanded, This do ye, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt, for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver, and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with corn and bread, and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. And he said unto them, See that ye fall not out of the way. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived, and Israel said, It is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. From the confession of faith, the first and the second article, which can be found on page 6 in the back of the Psalter. Article 1. There is one only God. We believe with the heart and confess with the mouth that there is one only simple and spiritual being, which we call God. and that he is eternal, incomprehensible, invisible, immutable, infinite, almighty, perfectly wise, just, good, and the overflowing fountain of all good. Article 2. By what means God is made known unto us, we know him by two means. First, by the creation, preservation, and government of the universe, which is before our eyes as a most elegant book, wherein all creatures, great and small, are as so many characters leading us to contemplate the invisible things of God, namely his eternal power and divinity. As the Apostle Paul saith in Romans 1 verse 20, all which things are sufficient to convince men and leave them without excuse. Secondly, he makes himself more clearly and fully known to us by his holy and divine word. That is to say, as far as is necessary for us to know in this life, to his glory and our salvation. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Adrian and Jeanette Sinke, who were blessed on Monday with the birth of a son. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. O most merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it is in thy providence that in the evening hour of this workday, that the doors of thy house have been opened, and that thou granteth the opportunity to enter those doors and to place ourselves under thy word and eternal testimony, that in the middle of the week that we may lay aside our daily labors and to listen what thou by the Spirit hast to say unto us. Ah, Lord, then it is still so true, and that shall continue, that Joseph is yet alive, and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt, and then the greater Joseph at thy right hand, thy dear son, from thence he is gathering, defending, and preserving his church. From thence he pours out those heavenly graces. Lord, then in this evening hour, then it is thy goodness that has brought us together, and then thou yet maketh the great difference also in this day. Many have been ushered into eternity. Oh, then it is needful each time by renewal that we receive profound impressions. What the apostle has declared, in him we move, we live and have our being. Word is thee also in this day, that is given each beat to our heart, and is granted lungs that may breathe. Then thou wast granted in the midst of the trials of life many a blessings. Other parts of the earth, then thou wast spoken by fire and by floods. Many have lost their homes and their possessions. Lord, may it then be thy goodness that leadeth us and our dear children to repentance. And then we humbly beg of thee, that in this evening hour, that thou may work by thy Spirit lovingly and irresistibly, and that by the first time and by renewal, our Lord, thou knowest most perfectly how that each and every one has come up to thy courts. How may thou hast given that there are those souls that have come up with a hunger and with a thirst, with such a vehement and desire that they may be given to hear words from the greater Joseph, that they may be given to see him by faith as their Joseph, as their Savior, their Zephaniah Peninnah. Lord, thou knowest how that in the life of thy true people, then there can be many riddles, so many questions, and the ways can seem to be so mysterious. But, thou wast promised that thou shalt never forsake the work of thine own hands, because thou art the Alpha and the Omega. And then thou wast promised thy special blessing in the midst of thy house, Lord. May that special blessing be experienced in this evening hour, thy children. They have need each time by renewal for a new instruction and a new leading. Thou hast a people upon the earth that are given to learn, to need thy dear Son as their prophet, their priest, and their King and Lord. Where there is not that true need, may it please thee to begin that good work in this evening hour. Shoot arrows in the heart, Lord. Do a rich work amongst us. Bind the solemnity, the seriousness of life upon all our hearts, and the certainty of death, of eternity, and of judgment, and that there is but one step between us and death. Thou grantest this precious day of grace unto us and our children. Lord, so we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, and do remember all mission work. Then it is pleased thee in this week to bless and gladden a father and mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little son. Do grant a broken and a humble heart under thy goodness and under thy mercies. May he be a little son of many prayers, a little one for thee. We commend unto thee the grandparents. We remember all the mothers with the unborn. Do graciously watch over them, and in due time do gladden with thy deeds. We remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, those that have brought dear ones to the cemetery. May it please thee to pour that heavenly ointment of thy comfort in those wounds, and that the callings may be sanctified. Remember the elderly ones in the evening of their life. Eternity is approaching, above all things. Then we need that one thing needful. Remember all the sick and afflicted, those under the physician's care, in special ways, the different circumstances, They are most perfectly known unto thee. Wilt thou remember those, grant healing and strengthening. A word is needed, we remember those who suffer continual pain, struggle with weariness of the body and of the mind. Remember the crosses and the burdens. Do bless the family circles. Lord, remember our poor nation and remember our leaders federally, provincially. Remember also the council of this town. May it please thee to yet grant a returning, while it may yet, and while it can yet. Lord, do now graciously grant thy help, open thy precious testimony, and wilt thou open our hearts. And, ah, Lord, that it may be our main concern to be a living subject of the greater Joseph and to hear his precious testimony and also his comforting words, oh, to be embraced, to be reconciled. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that it is all thy work. Work it then in this evening hour. Take away everything that could be a hindrance. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 358, the four stanzas. When in his might the Lord arose to set us free, and Zion was restored from her captivity, in transports then of joy and mirth, we praise the Lord of all the earth. And what follows? Psalter 358, the four stanzas. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture we have read together, Genesis 45, the verses 16 through 28. And we shall read for our text of verse 26 and 27. And told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Our text words speak of Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And then with three thoughts, in the first place, of Pharaoh's clear mandate. Secondly, Joseph's additional kindness. And thirdly, a revived Jacob. Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh's clear mandate, Joseph's additional kindness, and a revived Jacob. Beloved congregation, what a wonderful message for us and our children, that Joseph is yet alive and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And we have heard wonderful things concerning those brothers of Joseph, where it is clearly typified the way that the Lord holds with his people. And now there is a people upon the earth where that is not all a strange language. And then it is so profitable for that people that they may listen attentively and that they may hear what they believe, if they deceive not themselves, what they have experienced. And then also needful and profitable that they may hear how far they have come. And now we have heard it for those brothers of Joseph. No answer and no solution, although they have experienced remarkable matters in the way of providence, but they needed the revelation of Joseph, which we have heard at the beginning of this chapter. I am Joseph, whom ye have sold. And then the last time we have heard it, that Joseph, before his brothers, then he was given to speak such comfortable and encouraging words. Then further, then he was given to richly proclaim what must take place in the future, Then he has spoken of provided provision, and above all, that restored communion. Because we read in verse 15, moreover, he kissed all his brethren, and that was a kiss of reconciliation. He wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with him. That is now the fruit of a revelation of the Lord, that there is that sweet communion, Lord, with thee. And now for those brothers, they still needed to return to Egypt. Although Joseph has spoken of rich things, that they must come down to Egypt and that they must dwell with him. And that is now a mark of the grace of God. Not only to escape punishment, but to receive favor and special blessings from above. Oh, what that must have been. Only a few words, but we read, and after that, his brethren talked with him. That after that, that has a special meaning, because they have also spoken to Joseph before in different ways. But after that revelation of Joseph, that kiss and that weeping, then that speakingness also become different. And so God's true people do well to examine where they are encamped and their condition and concerning their knowledge. And our first thought of Pharaoh's clear mandate, because then we read, and the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house. When Joseph has wept, then all those servants were sent out. And when we read that that fame went out through the house of Pharaoh, then it was not concerning what those brothers have done. Joseph has done his utmost that that people in Egypt would not come to the knowledge that his brothers, they were so mean that they have cast them into a pit and sold them into Egypt. But this fame there, the fame that we read in verse 16, that was that the brothers of Joseph have come and they were given to rejoice, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. Also added his servants. That is something very special. Joseph was a foreigner, and he has received the second place in the land of Egypt under Pharaoh. But now we do not read, because what an envy there can be when someone else receives more than I do, or a better position. Maybe do not say it, but in our heart that there is that envy, maybe even think that it is not fair. And for those servants, when they would have thought it through, if those brothers would now also come into Egypt, then undoubtedly they would also receive a special place, but a blessing that it pleased Pharaoh and his servants well. That is a good place to be, congregation, when we may be given to rejoice with our fellow men, even when they receive more than we do. When they receive less, not so difficult maybe, or when they receive the same, but now to be given to rejoice with those whom the Lord has blessed more than us. And now we read, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, and then we read in these verses that there is much similarity between what Joseph has told his brothers in former verses, in the verses 10 and 11, then we see that Pharaoh and Joseph are one. And so also in the scriptures, in John 10, verse 30, Christ has said, the Father and I are one, one divine will together with the Holy Spirit. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, as say unto thy brethren, this do ye, lay your beast and go, get you into the land of Canaan. And he must come with his father, the family circles, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Of course, in the life of Pharaoh, also what I read in Proverbs 21, verse 1, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He turneth it whithersoever he willeth, as the rivers of water. But then Pharaoh has experienced that it was a great privilege and a great blessing to have one in the land of the children of Israel, one that feareth the Lord, one upon whom the Spirit of the Lord is. We have heard it in former times, the house of Potiphar was blessed, and also Pharaoh and the land has been blessed because of a Joseph in the land. Most of the time, the world does not see it that way. Especially in our day, where so many families, no family Bible, where the Bible is never opened, then the world does not see the blessing of the church, and more so of God's people, those that walk in the tender fear of the Lord, those that are given to admonish, to lovingly warn. The world does not see it. Then how busy the world is, trying to erase everything that erects to God. We have heard from the confession of faith how beautiful Guido de Brie has explained it. You have heard it, boys and girls. Then we have two books where the Lord makes himself known unto us. And that first book, that is the book of God's creation and of his wonderful providence, a most elegant book. Then, boys and girls, then we look at the sky, the sun, the moon, the stars, the trees, the birds, the animals. It all tells us that there is such a great God, but that is not sufficient to be saved. And then the second way, that is the word of God. Ah, then how wise Pharaoh was. But we live in a day, we think of the two roses, which the Lord has left upon the earth since our deep fall. And that is the rose of the Lord's day and the rose of holy matrimony. Then the devil, with all the powers of hell, is trying to erase those roses. Oh, then it is so needful for us and our children that we are given to honor and to value those roses. The blessing of the Church of God. In Sodom and Gomorrah, I read that if there had been 10 righteous, but they were not living in Sodom, and therefore the city was destroyed. But with the Pharaoh, he was given to see what a blessing that he had at Joseph, and he was given to realize that Joseph has received exceptional wisdom, and Joseph has told the king that it was from above. And then Pharaoh has undoubtedly thought, the more of such a people I have in my kingdom, the more it shall be blessed, and the more it shall prosper. And then we read further, instruction, your father, your households, and come unto me. We read that word come 3 times in this chapter, that Jacob and his family must come to Joseph. And that word still comes to us, congregation. Is that not a precious word? That the Lord in this evening, that he still says, come. All your sins, all your questions, riddles, troubles, but you must come. You must come unto Joseph. And of course, those brothers, they have already experienced much, did not go without a confession of their sin and without repentance. Let us hold fast to it, congregation, when the Lord works by His Spirit. Then sin becomes sin, and then we know of that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance. And then we are given to bow. Then we are given to heed that command, because the command is went forth into Egypt, bow the knee. And when the Lord works by His Spirit, there is a willing bowing and a loving bowing with a vehement desire that we may be one of His. Now thou art commanded, this do ye, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt. Ah, then Pharaoh, when we consider a country, then it tells much how that life is viewed. The unborn, the elderly ones, when that respect is gone, and that is the time that we are living in, then what a blessing, congregation, when love may abound in the family circles. But Pharaoh had a special compassion for the weaker ones. And those little ones, they could not labor in his land, but a special thought, because Pharaoh was given directions concerning those wagons for your little ones and for your wives. Even in our country in former days, then it was stressed. Classrooms, families, of course also churches, that the wives as the weaker vessel and the little ones, that he needed special protection and special kindness. I think boys and girls, that you many times feel what a concern there is for you as children and also as young people, where we live in a world where there are more temptations than ever before. Then Pharaoh is to be commended that he has taken special thought. Then he has said to Joseph, those wagons, they are not for your brothers, they are not for the men, but they are for the wives and the little ones. And then further important instruction. Also, regard not your stuff. What a narrow line, congregation. Of course, we must be frugal. Children must also be taught that we must never waste. Think of the Lord Jesus Christ when he has fed 5,000 men without the women and the children. Then at the end he is ordered that the fragments may be gathered. And concerning the many blessings, Solomon has spoken thereof, that they are given that we may enjoy, that we may use all those blessings. Nevertheless, Pharaoh has given important instruction, and regard not your stuff. And that stuff, that refers to what they had in Egypt. Thus Pharaoh was given instruction that for the family of Jacob, concerning everything they had in the land of Canaan, that everything that would be very detrimental for the journey to come in haste to Egypt, that must be left behind. Do you have struggles with your stuff, congregation? Do you have struggles therewith to use it and not to abuse it? And concerning all our possessions, are they now a hindrance to seek the Lord, or may they be made a blessing that we need the Lord? Do you struggle with those things? There can be so much that hinders our idols, which we set our heart upon, so busy, and we are called to be dutiful, very diligent. Let us not understand it in a way that our daily labors, that we place them over against seeking the Lord, is a blessing. Ah, there are souls that know it, that also concerning their labors, there are those times how they are given to diligently seek, send many petitions to heaven for a token of His mercy, and that in the receiving of their possessions, there may be those times that they may be given to see the special providential hand therein to strengthen their faith. Ah, the Lord so wonderful provides for my daily needs. Shall He then not also answer my petitions for my poor guilty soul? As shall the Lord not finish what He has begun? Nevertheless, regard not the stuff. Ah, then we could speak of many things that are robbers of our precious time, especially in our time. Oh, surely, then the words of Pharaoh, they are a very necessary word, especially in the time of materialism, that our prosperity, that it becomes a hindrance in seeking the Lord. Of course, nothing stands the Lord in the way. Nevertheless, I read in Psalm 119, verse 25, my soul cleaveth to the dust, quicken me according to thy word. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. Thus then Pharaoh is holding before Joseph must tell his brothers, then brothers, then you must compare the stuff, what you have in the land of Canaan, to all the riches of Egypt. And when you may make that comparison, the storehouses of Joseph, then it shall be easier. You must weigh them over against each other and consider everything that could be very detrimental, that may weigh those wagons down, the asses, to come to Egypt, whatever is detrimental, that you must leave in the land of Canaan. Do you ever make that comparison, congregation? The goods of this world, the sins, the lust, the temptation on the one hand, and what the Lord has laid away for His people in eternal glory. And then I hear souls say, but if I now only knew that would be my portion, but I am still unconverted. Christ has said in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Our second thought, Joseph's additional kindness. Let us first sing. Psalter 306, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Praise God, ye servants of the Lord. Praise his name with one accord. Bless ye the Lord, his name adore, from this time forth forevermore, and what follows. 306, 1, 3, and 4. Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. A Pharaoh's clear mandate, and now Joseph's additional kindness. And then, as we have stated, then it is clear that Pharaoh and Joseph, that they are one. And then when we consider what Pharaoh has done, then what an example for us and our children. Because of Pharaoh has truly been blessed, because of Joseph, and in return, he has granted many favors unto Joseph and to his family. How is that with us, congregation? Ah, the Lord, it is true there are trials, difficulties, but what a blessings we receive. And how is it now with that thankfulness? And when we hear of those wagons, then the Lord does the same as Pharaoh and Joseph has done. Then accompanying the word of God, then the Lord also sends many wagons. Wagons of his blessings, wagons of trials, and what a privilege it is when those wagons may be used by the Spirit in our life to confirm the word of the living God. And then Joseph was given to relate what Pharaoh has commanded concerning the children of Jacob, and the children of Israel did so. And Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. What tender words. Oh, then Joseph, not any provision, but then he has thought it out. What do my brothers now need for that journey back to Canaan? But also the wives and the little ones. And then he is given provision for the way according to their needs. And so the greater Joseph still deals with his children. And then we read in three places in these verses that it speaks of the way. Not my way, not our way, but the way which the Lord has appointed for his church. And now concerning that provision, there are people of God that may live out of that provision. Although it can be so quiet that they are not so much beggars, not given to see so much that special provision, nevertheless they are upheld. But souls that live off of that provision but are not led further in the things of the Lord. But those brothers, not only provision for the way, but in verse 22, to all of them he gave each man changes of raiment. It was the custom in Bible times. Many times when one bestowed a special favor upon a friend, that he gave a special and new garment. And that has now taken place with those brothers of Jacob. In Isaiah 61, Then I read of the robe, the garment of salvation. And that is the garment which Christ has merited for His people, and which He grants by His Spirit, and which is embraced by the arms of faith. We read in Matthew 22 of that wedding feast, and that each guest needed that wedding garment. Has that ever become your question, congregation? The wedding garment. Not one made by self. Oh, if there is one thread of self in that garment, shall not cover us. But it is a wedding garment which Christ has merited for His people. And that is the longing of the living child. Because when those brothers would return, then her boys and girls can understand it, that kiss which they have received, well, that was good, reconciliation, and they could tell about it, but it would not be seen by the family. And those tears that have fallen, they would have dried up by the time they returned. But now when they returned, and then their wives and their children were given to see them clothed with another garment that was visible, that could be seen. Peter has admonished the church in 2 Peter 1 verse 10 to make our calling and election sure. Thus those brothers, what that would have been, congregation, if one brother would have returned without that raiment, oh, then what a questions would have been asked. Are there souls that struggle with that matter? So we need a wedding garment to appear before the Lord. But to Benjamin, He gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. Of course, Joseph, he was the ruler, he was free, he was sovereign. And how are we now to understand perhaps the reason why did Joseph now give 5 raiment, change of raiment to Benjamin? Oh, we have heard it before. When Joseph has made a meal for them, then he has given Benjamin 5 times as much as his brothers. And then Joseph has looked very closely on those brothers, how they would react. And then it is specifically mentioned at the end of Genesis 33 that they were merry with Joseph. Ah, then Joseph was given to see that those brothers were given to repent, that they have changed. And now in this chapter, then Joseph may give evidence that he trusted his brothers, that even when he would give Benjamin more, that those brothers would not start quarreling or look at Benjamin with an envious eye, but that they would be glad. Thus that implies a great change has come for those brothers, to make it simple for our boys and girls. Let's think of a family. father, mother, and children. And mother has baked a large pie. And then, of course, you got to cut that pie into so many pieces. And then, of course, it is very sad if mother has to think, I have to be extremely careful because I have a son, a daughter, maybe a few, that they always look at their brother and sister thinking that they got a smaller piece. Of course, mother shall do the best. And when there is a smaller piece, boys and girls, who do you think shall take that piece? Then it shall be mother. Mothers, they are given to sacrifice very much for their husband and children. Thus, a family, the pieces are not perfect, but not envious and not quarreling. And so we may see it with Joseph and his brethren. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. Those brothers, they had thoughts about their asses before. And Genesis 43 verse 18, when they were alone, they were given to speak of Joseph as that harsh ruler, that he would take their asses. Nevertheless, later they have experienced that those asses may be laden with corn. But now in this chapter, those brothers, they had many reasons to be very ashamed. We think of the raiment. Boys and girls, how was it with Joseph? When Joseph was 17, then they have stripped him of his raiment and cast him into the pit. But Joseph is not dealt according. He has not sent them naked back to the land of Canaan, but he has even clothed them with raiment. And now they had hard thoughts of Joseph. He would likely keep their asses. And now they are given to hear that Joseph, on top of the asses which they had to travel, that they would receive 20 more asses. Oh, how ashamed those brothers must have been. Has that ever happened in our life, congregation? That we are so ashamed that we have such small thoughts of God. Oh, the Lord has a people that there are those times that they become so ashamed of their unbelief. These brothers were given to experience Ephesians 3 verse 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that ye ask or think. That text was experienced by the brothers of Joseph. And then I hear Saul say, but if I now was sure that my faith was the faith of the true and living child of God. Because I learned that he has such a deceitful heart. And there can be a strong desire, that the desire is so strong that perhaps I take the children's bread. Oh, what a questions there can be. Imagination. The devil as an angel of light. Then how a child can come in the need that they are given to tell the Lord. Mark 9 verse 29. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Can even be times that they are given to tell the Lord that they hope to never disbelieve after a special token of his favor. Our last thought, I revive Jacob. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed. Then what a solemn task that those brethren had as servants to bring the right report concerning their brother Joseph. Oh, they had a glorious report to bring, but nothing compared to the servants of the living God. Oh, they are called to proclaim the greater Joseph, that he has come, was humiliated, suffered and died. Ah, what is this Joseph compared to the greater Joseph? It is true, we have heard it. Joseph has suffered, he was in prison, he was humiliated. But we do not read in the scripture that Joseph has shed one drop of blood for his brothers. But oh, the greater Joseph, all those servants, we think of the resurrection of Christ, can draw many lines. He is not here, he is risen. Go and tell my brethren, and he shall appear before thee in Galilee. And so those brethren, they were to return to the land of Canaan, the wagons with the provision, filled sacks, returned money. Oh, they had much to tell. But then there is a caution added, a warning. And he said unto them, see that ye fall not out of the way. Thus those brethren, they had a mandate, clear instructions, also clear to whom the message must be brought, but yet a warning, see that ye fall not out of the way. Congregation, there can be many reasons why servants fall out of the way. Oh, it can be that they become so discouraged, even as in Elijah under the juniper tree, can be on account of persecution. Oh, can be the fear of man, that they fear their frowns and covet their smiles. See that ye fall not out of the way. And then we can understand a congregation that for those brothers, on that way to Joseph, then what would come to light, boys and girls? Then it would all come to light that for 22 years they have deceived their father. And to that end, see that ye fall not all the way, that ye start not quarreling with one another who is the greatest and who was the greatest at fault must be put aside. But a mandate that the news may be heard that Joseph is alive and governor over all the land of Egypt. All for those brothers. Then after 22 years, they would have to be honest with their wives. And when there are husbands and wives, when there is something hidden lying in between not confessed, may it then take place. Thus then we can understand for those brothers of Joseph that it was with mixed feelings. On the one hand, glad that it may all come to a solution, because undoubtedly there were times that they even had difficulty living with themselves to be such deceivers. And now they may tell the glorious message that Joseph was not dead, but that he was alive. Concerning the living child, concerning the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, then they are filled with joy unspeakable, but also we do read in Zechariah 12 verse 10 that they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. And they shall mourn as one that mourneth for an only son. Those boys and girls, for the church that is saved. But when they are given to meditate and live in what they have done, much worse than those brothers, that they have nailed their beloved Savior to the cross, that their sins are the nails, that they are the hammer, they shall weep as one that weepeth for an only son. And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. What a wonderful message that was. Not all written in the scriptures, but we can understand how that those family circles, young and old, the little boys and girls, that they have looked so often in the distance, whether they saw the clouds of dust, and perhaps it was, as I read in Judges 5, of the mother of Sisera, that she says, why are the chariots so long in coming? Oh, are there souls that understand it, that is waiting for the chariots of those good tidings to come, where it may be proclaimed that there is deliverance, and that Joseph is yet alive, and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And then we would thank for such a message. Ah, for Jacob. 22 years. Are there souls that know something of such 22 years? I'm not saying it has to be the same length. But there are souls upon the earth for whom it is not strange. Was not strange for Joseph neither. 22 years for Father Jacob. Beautiful dreams of a son. And such mysterious ways. Oh, souls that live between hope and fear. And those times that the fear gains the upper hand, because Jacob in Genesis 42 verse 36, Joseph is not, Simeon is not, and ye will take Benjamin away, all these things, they are against me. But now, those brothers, they have announced, Joseph is yet alive. For many chapters, we do not read that those brothers have mentioned the name Joseph. Oh, they have mentioned a brother, one is not. But now they were given to pronounce his name. Joseph is alive and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. Congregation, that message may still be proclaimed. That Joseph, that he is alive and that he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph has those large storehouses. So full, so sufficient, so soul satisfying. And the invitation still comes to come to that greater Joseph for our needs, for body and soul. Congregation, have you made a little beginning and coming? How is that now? Or, young people, do you think you're too young? Plenty of time. May you be given to come early. Other ones may be too busy. Oh, fathers and mothers, cost a lot to live. First get my debt somewhat paid off. The children a little older. And then a little more time. And then I hope to come. I read in Psalm 95, today, if ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. May the prayers be multiplied. And that is the wonder of grace, because by nature none will come. But now that greater Joseph, at the right hand of the Father, he not only invites, but he sends forth his Spirit. He pours out those heavenly graces and he grants such souls to experience what those brothers of Joseph have experienced all first they have come as true men. But we have heard it. Our sin has found us out guilty. But Joseph was willing to forgive. And when Jacob heard it, maybe boys and girls, maybe you think God's people, they are actually strange people. Because Father Jacob, when those brothers have brought that coat dipped in blood, then he was immediately given to say that a son was slain. And now with the glorious message of those brothers, that Joseph is still alive, and Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And then those brothers were given to tell all the words of Joseph. Tis not all written in the Bible. But then what a confession before Father Jacob, before their wives, before their children. But the message overshadowed, covered everything. And then Joseph, when he saw the wagons, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. Lord is the Alpha and the Omega, young and old. We need Joseph. We need the greater Joseph to pay for our many sins. We need Joseph for our daily needs. Oh, with that Joseph, then we can live and then we can die. Oh, for Father Jacob cannot be different than it was, as we read in Psalm 126, when the Lord turned again our captivity of Zion. We were like them that dream. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, then we have heard of that wonderful message. It may still be proclaimed in our midst that that greater Joseph is alive and that he is governor of all the land. And the greater Joseph still invites, he commands. And then the greater Joseph also grants new hearts. He unstops the ears, open blind eyes. Ah, wilt thou do it for us and our children? And then as guilty brothers to receive that kiss and that raiment, Lord, glorify thy name amongst us and our dear children. Watch over us in the furtherance of this week. Remember man and beast. In the heat of the summer, wilt thou provide for the Sabbath day. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, 423. Let us only sing the first stanza. Jehovah reigns as King. To him all homage bring. Ye islands, earth and ocean, break forth in glad devotion. And what follows, 423, only the first stanza. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.